on Daf Lamed Zayin Lamed Beis, just to refresh our memories, we had learned to the Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, what Halacha Maisa Ilfes had. Maisa Ilfes, the Gemara says, that is Hidvik Lebesoif Hirtiach. That first one put in the batter in the Ilfes, and then he heated up the fire. And there's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan holds that Maisa Ilfes also gives it a Teiras Lechem, and Reish Lakish holds no, you need a Tano to give it a Teiras Lechem, but Kolzman, there's no Tano, it doesn't have a Teiras Lechem. But the Gemara says if it's Hiltiach Ule Besoif Hidvig, that at first one heated up the Ilfes and then he put in the batter, so that is equivalent to a Tano, and then Reish Lakish is also Moide that it gets a Teiras Lechem. And the while when we're speaking about Teiras Lechem, it's Negeya the Chiyev Chale. By Chale one needs it's Melechem Ha'oret, so the Shaila is, does it get a Teiras Lechem al Yedei Ilfes? Meisvei. We are now Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Hame'ise. Now Hame'ise is speaking about that a person went and took scalding water, and we'll see this Hame'ise and this Hachlita, different oifanim of how to what to do. Either you're putting the kemach in the scalding water, or you're pouring the scalding water on the kemach. It's a difference of say ilo gava, tato gava. But let us just see exactly what the Barais is speaking about. Hame'ise. Al kaponim, there was scalding water with kemach. Beishamai poitrim. Beishamai holds that it is potter. Now, in order to understand the sugyim, we have to know one hakdomen. That Tosfos brings down from the Yerushalmi that the whole shaila of Ilfes is speaking about without mashke. If there's mashke, then that's zichanat lechem. Now this Hame'ise is speaking about there's mashke. So if there's mashke, there's zichan no shaila that it is not lechem yet. Now the shaila is, we're going to have shailas, machlekes tanoim, the shaila is of this me'ise, does it have a teires bishul, and is mafkia the shem lechem, so that a filu later you'll bake it in a tano, but it will never become lechem, or do we say that it's, the violet's not chayit, but if you'll put it into a tano, it can become lechem. That is Yisayid number one. Yisayid number two, we have to remember another Hagdome, which we had learned yesterday, that the Rabbeinu Tam says that the whole Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, is speaking about a Belila Rake. A Belila Rake that Bishas Gilgul Ha'ise, it did not become Lechem. So the Shaila is, has to become Lechem Al Yedei Atano. So now the shaila is, does an ilfes have a shame tano? Let's again start the bereis. Meisve. Hame'ise. We have here me'ise, which is, we have here scalding water together with kemach. We made some sort of a concoction. Beishamai poitrim. Beishamai holds that this is already potter from chala. This will never become nischayev b'chala. Ubeis hillel mechayvim. Beis hillel hold can become mechuyev b'chala. The me'isa alone is not far, even though you're not mechuyev yet, but it can become mechuyev b'chala if you'll bake it later. Hechlite, what is if you made chalita? We'll see soon what the difference between me'isa and chalita. Hechlite, but both are speaking about we have boiling water with kemach. Beishamai mechayvim. Beishamai say, here you're chayiv. ובסלו פייטרם. איזה המאיסה ואיזה החליטה? המאיסה כמח שעל גבי מגלושה. You have scalding water, boiling water, a klirishin, and you pour the kemach on this water. There's an Indian of tatoa gova. You have, on the bottom, you have hot water. So there's a svota says, it's more mevashel. Echlite, what's echlite? Mugloshim shal gabi kemach. There you have the hot water pouring on the kemach. No, if you say tatoa gova, so then it's not nisbashel, because the tator, the thing which is on the bottom, the thing which is stationary, is cold. If you say ilo gova, so then it will be mevashel. So we'll see this a little clearer in Tosfos. Al koponim, sayhem ise, say echlite, is speaking about that you combined kemach with boiling water, and it seems there's a machloikis. By one, Beishameh holds, this is Chayim and Beisilul Eschaylik, and by the other, it's Fakel. Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi Oymer Mishum Oviv, ze v'ze liftoil. Rabbi Shmuel said, b'shem Oviv, that Sai Hamise, Sai Echlite, they're both potter, and the Zulukhira, that means it's fa'falan. But whatever you'll do with it now, you'll put it in Tatana, it won't become this Chayiv Bechala, became this Bashal already, and you can never come to Achiv Chala. Va'omri lo, the Chazenish says, we'll see a Raya from Taisvis, these are Amayroim, Zev is Elachiv. That means the Amoraim were not clear exactly what Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi said. But Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi is saying that there's no machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. That we'll see later. That before we hear there's a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, there's a difference between Echlit and Emise. And Rabbi Shmuel says there's no machlokes. Everyone holds either it's potter or everyone holds it's chay. Zev is elachiv. V'chachomim oimrim, and the chachomim say, echot zev echot zev, ason be'ilfis potter, the chachomim hold like this omrilo. Zev is elachiv, that you could still become a chuyiv, even though there was hamisa or echlita, you could still become a chuyiv. The bishul to the kemach is not mafkiyed from the shem lechem, but it matters what you're going to do now. Ason be'ilfis, if you're going to take this echlita or hemisa, and you're going to put it now into an ilfis, as we mentioned before, an ilfis means hidvik elibesayfil tiyach, potter. Then you'll be potter, because an ilfis does not have a shem tano. Betano, but what if you're gonna put now this hamisa or echlita in a tano chay? Then you'll be chay, because as we mentioned before, that the hamisa and echlita is not a poiter, is not mafkiyah from the chiyav chale. You're not chayv yet bchale. It'll become mechuyev al yedei nesina betano. Now the Gemara wants to start explaining the braisa from the beginning. Now, the Tanakhama said that there's a machloikis Beis Shammai in Beis Hillel, Sai Baim Hemise, and Sai Baim Hachlita. Frag the Gemara, the Tanakhama, Maishno Hemise, and Maishno Hachlita. Why is it by Hemise, Beis Shammai is Poiter, and why by Hachlita, Beis Shammai is Mechai? Again, we'll see in Tosfos a little clearer why the Gemara did not want to differentiate. One is Ilo Gova, one is Tato Gova. But Al Kaponim, the Gemara did not want to differentiate. Maishna him Iso, Maishna Chlita, that one Beis Shammai is Mechayev, Beis Shammai is Poiter, the other one Beis Shammai is Poiter, and the opposite is by Beis Hillel. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Bechen Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Beitem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Kemachloikis bezu, kach machloikis bezu, v'tavre mishe shone zu, loy shone zu. So he says as follows. He says that there's no difference between hamisa and hechlita. If you hold it's potter, both are potter. If you hold it's chayev, both are chayev. Now, we have in the Bereise, not like that, we have hamiise, beishamay patos, achlite, beishamiz mechayev. So he says, no, these are two different tannoim. That means the two tanakamis, so to say, are telling us that in hamiise achlite, if pouring, boiling water was mixed with kemach, and then you baked it, so the Tanakhama says, there's a machlokes beishamay in beisilul. Exactly what does beishamay hold and what does beisilul hold, that is a machlokes, these two lashonis. And that means as follows. Hamiisa, one Tana holds that beishamay holds poitrim. That as soon as you had boiling water mixed with kemach, so it became a bushel already, so it'll never become lechem. According to this Tana, who adin echlito be beishamay poitre. No difference. Beishamay hold it became this bashel already, and it can't become lechem anymore. Ubeisilul mechayvim, beisilul hold that even though in basher usham it doesn't have a toiras lechem, it's a bli lerake, there was no afiyah yet, but it can become a chuyiv. You put it into a tanah, become a chuyiv. So the first tanah holds, sayim misa, sayim achlita, according to beishamay yopot, according to beisilu yachay. The second tanah holds, achlita, sayim achlita, and sayim misa, according to beishamay yachay, and according to beisilu yopot. So the first two tanoim have one thing in common. They say, sayim misa, sayim achlita, is a machlokes beishamay beisilu. Exactly what Beishamay holds and what Beisil holds, that's a machlekes between themselves. The Tanakama holds this is Mikulei Beishamay. The second Tana holds it's Michumrei Beishamay. But Al Koponim, the Untish Teshure is that the two Tanakamas is a Machtabre Misha Shonazu Loi Shonazu. We have a machlekes Tanoim, how the Tanakama learned Pshat. And how the machlokes beishamay and beisilul is, who the machmer is, who the mekel is, but al koponim, both of them hold it is a machlokes beishamay and beisilul if you're chayiv or potter. So now let us learn the beraisa further. Let us go back to the beginning of the beraisa. So now we know that is the Tanakam. So now Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi Oimer, Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi Oimer Mishum Oviv, ze v'ze livtoy. Sai hem ise, sai hechlite, is potter. So the Marsha says, so Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi disagrees with the Tanakame. You're telling me that it's a machloikis beishame beisilu. I wish to disagree with you. There's no such machloikis. Everyone holds, sai by hem ise, sai hechlite, you're potter. It became this bashel already. Through the hamisa and achlita process, so now you can never become a chuyiv bechala. Va'omri lo, other amiroim said, ze v'ze lechiyiv. The fakir that everyone holds, it could become a chuyiv. It is not a poita. Now let us go to the chachom. V'chachomim oimrim, echot ze ve'echot ze, so the chachomim hold, it could become a chuyiv. Echot ze ve'echot ze shason be'ilfis potter. So he says, if you'll make it in a tano, ubetano chayiv. That means if you'll make it in an ilfis. So the chachamim hold that, like we had the first loshen, like they had the second loshen of the omrilo. Ze ve'ze lechiyuv. That means that echlite ve'mise is not a poiter, it's not a mafkia. That you could still become a chuyiv bechala. But when will you become a chuyiv mechalav? It matters. Ason be'ilfis if he'll take this mixture that was first echlita emis and he'll put it into an ilfis. It's potter because an ilfis does not have a teiras tano. In order for it to now to get a teiras lechem, you have to have a tano. Where Rashi said an omed aleph, because by the the ein lechem el ofi betano, kidrsiv lachmechem betano rechot. That's the svar of Leish Rokis, and this is the svar of the Chachomim now. That in order to have a shame lechem, it has to be baked in a tano, and ilfis does not make it lechem. And then, but betano chayiv. So to yuvte the Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan is abgefragt. Here we see klar that there's a difference between an ilfis and a tana. An ilfis makes, does not make lechem, and a tana makes lechem. And that was the homach leikis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Siyufte de Rabbi Yochanan. Oma lecho Rabbi Yochanan tanois. Rabbi Yochanan says, that's true. They hear from the Chachomim, you see that the Chachomim hold that an ilfis cannot make it lechem. An ilfis, yeah, but it's a machlokes tanoim. We'll soon see later what he brings a different beraisa where he found a machlokes tanoim. But al kaponim, this beraisa, the Chachomim and this beraisa, they are astire to divrei Rabbi Yochanan. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Hamise hechlite, both are the same. Hamise hechlite, both are with boiling water. Poitrin minachale, mugloshim roisrim. V'tanekame, so first the Rashi says, the pshat in the Tanekame really is not negay us. The whole reason we brought the baraisa is eskakashe from the Chachomim and Rabbi Yochanan. So Rashi says, "Aber bereiche mahad gemore le pirusha de bereise." First, the gemore wants to explain some of the pshat in the bereise. The leitevi mishabeshte like this, the reisha doesn't make sense. A difference between himisa and chlita doesn't make sense. So first, we have to explain the reisha. V'hoda misayim milsei u'meisev tiyufte minei l'Rabbi Yochanan. Kemachloikes bezu. Kach machloikes bezu. So that's how the Gemara's miyashiv the Tanakama. Kleima, amachayiv bezu, the one that says that himisa is chayiv, machayiv bezu, he holds a chlita is also chayiv. Ba poita bezu, poita bezu. Vareisha, the mapich plurtayu, and the reisha that we see, there's a difference. One is machayiv by himisa, he's poita by chlita. It's not the same tane. No, vekashian adodi. It's a stira one to the other. If you see that there's different halachas between himis and echlita, so that's not one tane that differentiated because they both have the same halachas. No, vekashian adodi. One is shver on the other. That means one is the exact opposite of the other. Umisha shonazu, lo shonazu. And the teretz is it's two different tanoi. Hi, Tana Islay, the second Tana holds, the Tana of Echlitos, the Michumrei Beishamai, Mikulei Beisilali, he holds, Michumrei Beishamai, Echlite, Beishamai holds Yochayev. Vitona Chalite, it says Chalite, Vuadin Lemise. Vahai, in the first Tana Islay, the Mikulei Beishamai. Vichumrei Beisilalu, Vitona Mise, Yopot, according to Beishamai, Vuadin Lechlite. Tavre Koshian Adodi. Let us see Taisvis. Vitane Kame Maishna Hechlite Maishne Mise. The Gemara asks, what is the difference? How could you say Himise is Potter and Hechlite is Chai? What's the difference? Taima Lari Maika Boimine. What's the problem? Name the mar sover ilo gova, umar sover tato gova. There is a machloikis. If you say ilo gova, that means when you have something that is very hot that comes in contact with something that is cold. So there's a conflict. So which is goiver? So there's a machloikis laid in ketzat zeilen. If you say ilo gova, you say that the dova that is falling, the dova that is moving, That is the goiver, and that is mevashel. So if that is a maklirishin, it's mevashel the tato. Umar sover tato gova, that the tato is goiver. So if the tato is a klirishin, then it's mevashel that which falls into it. If the tato is a dovel tzoinon, so memele, if the tato is a dovel tzoinon, so memela, so then it's not nisbashel. So fektach teisve, so it's beautiful. That's the chilek. One holds ilo gova, one holds, everyone holds that bishul is a poiter. that there can't, after was nisbashel, there can't be a chiyuv challah. The shaila is, do you say ilogov or do you say tatogov? The tiritzri, the kaposik vitoni af olgav, the less bay elo shio chala mitzums. Now, this baraisa that says hem ise hechlite is speaking about all cases. Doesn't, it's not speaking about certain cases, it's speaking about all cases. Now, all cases include af olgav, the less bay elo shio chala mitzums. That the amount of kemach that we have is a mitzumtzum dikir shir chala. Therefore, the Gemara asks, Maishno, so what is the difference? The bein ilo govar, bein tato govar. I efshe sheloi yizbashel ma'at mimenu v'chosalei mishiyurei. The Gemara says later in Ketzat Zoylem, that ivy, the Gemara says that whatever you hold, it's mevashele pulta. The Gemara says that filu you hold the tato govar and the tato is tzainon about kaponim pulta be mevashel. The shaila if it's mevashel the whole thing, but a pulta everyone holds sai ilo sai tato, but a pulta will become this bashel. So if the Baraisa is also speaking about a case that is a Shia Mitzumtzum, so that was the Gemara's Kasha. So if you hold Bishul is a Poiter, he misa Beishamai Poiter. So why does Beishamai Pater? Because they hold Bishul is a Poiter. If Bishul is a Poiter, so Chlita also Beishamai should Pater because we have a Shia Mitzumtzum, and a mashal became this bashal, so you don't have a shechiv already, you don't have a shechala, because a pulta of the isa became this bashal already. So became this bashal, how can it become a chuyah? That was the Gemara's kasha. So if you hold bishal is a poita, so ichlit also has to be potter, because of this pulta. So therefore, the Gemara says that fakert, that we can't say this machloikis. Now there's a shrekliche problem that the Chazenish is ma'ira, the Dvar Shmur is ma'ira, Min Taisvis said that the Baraisa is speaking about b'chol oifen. That means it's also speaking about a shir mitzumtzum. But Lemaise, it is speaking about a shir that's not mitzumtzum also. That means it's speaking about all cases, posik v'toni. It's speaking about all cases. So now we have a shrekliche problem. That means if it's speaking about all cases, so either you hold the ilogova or you hold tatogova. That means, for example, let's start off. Himise. Beishamai poitrim. So himise beishamai poitrim. Beishamai hold that it becomes nisbashel, and Bishul is a poita. We're talking about Beishamai. Beishamai holds Bishul is a poita. So according to this, Hichlite, Beishamai will also be a poita. Frekt et vashmun chazainish, one ka'idi ozi lo govar atato govar, one of the two. But al koponim, In a case, if you have a shir mitzumtzim, so good. So in both cases, something became this bashel, either the whole thing became this bashel, or a mitzvah became this bashel. So if it's potter, it's potter. If bishel is mavkia, the chiyev chalem, so it has to be potter in both cases, by a shir mitzumtzim. But, by a shir she'ena mitzumtzum, how could him isa ve'chlit have the same aloche? If you hold the law gov, you don't hold that law gov. So by you have a large shir, so the whole thing didn't get cooked. A mashal got cooked, but you have a shir chiyu. So how do we understand that how the Gemara comes to a maskone, that him isa ve'chlit is the same din? Either you hold the law gov or the law gov. So the Dvashmu wants to say, so that each one holds both agoiva. Saidi lo kibi mevashal, saidi tato kibi mevashal kuloi. But that's very modern. Where do we see such a tana that holds that both are bakoyach to be mevashal? That's a shverikaito. Unless we will say that could be that you don't need hilchis bishul tapata, even if you have something, the machlekes ilo gavar and tato gavar, is if it becomes nisbashul. And, but could be, perhaps even that these tanoim hold, the poiter holds, that even though you don't have a shir bishul, it's also sufficient to pater it that the afiyah cannot make it a toiris lechem. Maybe that is the svara. But al kaponim, the ha'ore is a gewaldike choshev ha'ore. How do we learn pshat lefi ha'emes haistis that we don't differentiate? And it's not only beishamay and besila, it's all the other tanoim also. Zevez elachiv, zevez eleftur. We see that all of them did not differentiate between himisa and echlita. Omar lecho Rav Yochanan tanoihi disanye. So Rabbi Yochanan said it's a machlokes tanoim, and later we'll see the baraisa that Rabbi Yochanan found a machlokes tanoim. Zuktaisves lo itzdrich lashkuchi tanoi elo lelishne da omri lo zeveze liftoir. Aber lelishne de zeveze lechiyav ike tanoi bahach baraisa gufe. Al kochoch ode mechaibe einu beilfes, di betano, avu beilfes potter, kei rabbi shmor barab yoisi, einu chachomen. So let us explain Taisvis. We have the two tanakamas say that himisan ichlito is a machlekes beishami and beisilo. This chaluki day is what beishami holds, what beisilo holds. Then we have Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim. Now what does Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi say? So there are two Lashonis, we mentioned before the Chazanisha, these two Lashonis are Lashonis of Amiroim. But Al Kolponim, Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi said, there's no machlokes Beishami Beisilu, everyone holds Zevezeh is Potter. Okay, let's say that Lashon. No, so very good. So everyone holds Zevizeh is Potter. So now the Chachomim say, I wish to disagree with you. Everyone holds Zevizeh is Chayiv, if we'll make it in a tunnel. So then we understand the Machloikis in the three-way Machloikis. The Tanakam holds as a Machloikis Beishami Beisilu. Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi says, everyone holds it's Potter, nothing will help anymore. And the Chachomim says, no, everyone holds it's Chayiv, if you'll make it in a tunnel. That's Gebaldik. But if we go according to the Omri law, which are Amiroim, as we mentioned before, according to the Omri law, Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi said, everyone holds Yechayiv. Everyone holds Yechayiv. Fine. And the Chachomim say the same thing. Everyone holds Yechayiv, Betan lo Chayiv. So what is the Machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel, according to the Omri law, what is the machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi and the Chachomim? They both say the same thing. Everyone holds that even though it was nisbashel for a year, you could still become a chuyiv. So what's the machloikis? Hakoch, the machloikis is if you did it in an ilfis, that has to be the whole machloikis. If everyone holds chayiv, and the Chachomim come and say, in an ilfis, you're potter. So hakoch, that's what the Chachomim holds. That's what Rabbi Lezer bar Rabbi Shmuel holds. I'm sorry, Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi holds. Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi holds that you're chayiv in an ilfis. So memeila zuk tachtaisvis that we have ready machlokes tanoim. We ask the kasha on the chachom and Rabbi Yochanan. From the chachomim, we ask the kasha and Rabbi Yochanan from the chachomim, we see that they hold that an ilfis is not mechayiv v'chale. So we have a tanoim according to the Omri law. So Tais is ein hachanami. According to the Omri law, we don't have to look for a second beraisa. This beraisa alone, we have a machloikis tanoim. That what Rabbi Yochanan looked for a second beraisa, this is according to the first lashon Rabbi Shmuel of Rabbi Yossi that says v'zalif tayim. So according to the first lashon, we don't have a raya that Rabbi Shmuel of Rabbi Yossi holds an ilvus is chayef. Akel he holds a velatanas poto. So memeila. So according to this lashon, we have to find a tana that holds that an ilvus is chayef. We learned Abarais as follows. Yochel Yehei Meise Bechalute Chayovim Bechale. I would think Meise Bechalute is Chayov Bechale. Tamud Loime Alecha. Rab Yehuda Oimer Ein Lechem Elo Ha'ofoi Betano. Now, the Tanakhama says that I would think Misa Bechaluta is Chayiv Bechala. Now that is a case of Bishul. It's hot water, and it's a Bishul process. I would think it's Chayiv Bechala. Tamaloyim Lechem. So you need Lechem. Bishul is not sufficient. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Ein Lechem Elo Ha'ofi Betana. Yosef says the same thing. Bishul is not sufficient. You need a Tanu. Frech the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Hainu Tanakama. So what's the machloikis? He's saying that Bishul is no good, and he's saying that Tanar is good. That's what the Tanakama also holds. Elalav Maise Ilfis Ikebinayu. That's the machloikis. Machloikis is, he just said what's not, this is not good. That means an Ilfis is Ikeb better than Bishul. So Memela, if he says, I would think Bishul is good, Talmud Loimer Lechem, so he's just telling me that Bishul is not good, but by say something that's better than Bishul, that's already good already. And Rabbi Yehuda that says that it's only Lechem if you have a Tanus, he says, Klor Diburim, that only a Tanu can make Lechem, and Ilfis cannot make Lechem. Elalav Maise Ilfis Ikebinayu, Tanikamis of Maise ilfis chayovim. Rabbi Yehuda sova maise ilfis peturim. So this was the tannoi that Rabbi Yochanan had found. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, tanikame sova maise ilfis chayov. Vahochiko. Yochel tehei hem ise vachlite chayovim vachale. Talmoloim elechem. Vahani lav lechem ninu. Tekaidem lishasam v'sholim b'rois chenei. Avol maise ilfish sheloi nefu el al ha'u. Maise ilfish sheloi nefu el al ha'u. Kroivim em la maise tan. V'lechem ninu v'chaye. V'afilo hidvik le b'seif il tiyach. That's an ilfish. Amalei Rab Yehuda Maise Ilfis Nami Pturim Dein Lechem Elo Ha'ofui Betam. So this was the Tanoi that Rabbi Yochanan had found. Zogt Gemara, Loi, that's not Muchach, that is Pshat in the Barais. So this is a Stom of the Gemara. The Kuli Alme Maise Ilfis Pturim. It could be everyone holds Maise Ilfis is Pturim. Pahoche kigoin shechozo va'afoi betano komiflegi. Here it is speaking about that after the first process, which we'll see soon in Rashi what the first process was, he baked it in a tano. Tanekame sova kivin shechozo va'afoi betano lechem karinim be. It is called lechem. Rabbi Yehuda sova in lechem elo ha'ofoi betano meikora. Vekiven de meikora lav betano afyei lav lechemu. Omar Rove, my time at Rabbi Yehuda, that if at first it wasn't baked in a tano, so why isn't it called lechem? Dechsiva ofu eser noshim lachmechem betano echot. Lechem ha'ofoi betano echot kori lechem. V'she'ein ofoi betano echod, ein kori lech. Zogt Rashi. Zogt Rashi, she'chozar v'ofon betano. It's speaking about Shechozo Va'ofon Betano, Lemaise Ilfis. Everyone holds a Maise Ilfis is potter. Now, speaking about, he baked the Maise Ilfis in a Tano. Now, Kan Shaila Ben, who's talking about a Maise Ilfis? The Baraisa starts speaking about Hemise V'chalita. That's what we're speaking about. So Rashi explains. V'hochi koma Tanakame. The Tanakame was speaking about, as follows. What was the Loshon of the Tanakame? Yochel Yemeise V'chalute Chayovim B'chala Tamad Loim Alechem. So let us see Rashi. V'hochi koma tanekame. Tamad loim alechem. V'hani lav lechem ninu. T'mevusholem b'mai. Hey, it was cooked, so this is not lechem. That's a misa b'chlita. V'hu adin lemaisa ilfis nami. Shehidvik l'basay pertiach. Nami lav lechem ninu. It's also not lechem. Avul chozo va'afoi betano. But, and Ilfis will see that's chozo va'afoi betano. Lechem karinem bay. This will be lechem. Rabbi Yehuda sova. Afoi betana echot be'inon. V'loi b'shnei tanurim. Going Ilfis Betano. So the Gemara Lachaira is saying, the Shaila is, where do we see in the Baraisa who's speaking about an Ilfis? Rashi says that there's a machlekes between, that everyone holds an Ilfis, is potomitadatsmoy. We have a machlekes, what will be if there'll be a Tano, what will be if there'll be a Tano afterwards? So where do we see, who is speaking about an Ilfis? So let us again see the Loshon of the Barais. Yochel Yehei Me'ise V'chalute Chayovim B'chal. Now Me'ise V'chalute is Bishul. Chayovim B'chal Tambad Loim Alechem. So it's telling me that you need lechem. So he's telling me already that, so therefore, I know two things. I know that lechayre dachsach me, the Dvar Shmuel does not learn pshat like this, but dachsach me, pshat is as follows. That yochel yemise v'chaluta chayovim b'chala, it should be chayov b'chala, talmud loyma lechem. You need lechem. So this can't be mechuyev b'chala, because you need lechem. So lechayre, tachsach mir, according to the Tanakame, if, what will be if he'll bake it later, by me'ise v'chalute, tachsach mir, you'll be potter, according to the Tanakame. Because since it wasn't his bashul, So he said that me'ise v'chalute can never become mechuyev b'chale, means I feel like you'll put it into a tano later, because it was mevushel. What about Ilfis? So Lechayre Ilfis, I also see from here, he says Lechayre that he's speaking about Chayovim Bechala, he's speaking about that it was, that later they put it into a Tano. Like we had before the Machloikis, Chayovim Pturim means if later he put it into a Tano. So Lechayre, that is Pshat in the Baraisa. Yochel Yemeise V'chalute Chayovim Bechala, Tamo Loi Melechem. So what? So this will never be Mechuyiv Bechala. Never be Mechuyiv Bechala. Rabbi Yehuda, Oima Ein Lechem Ala Ofi Betano. So he also says that it's never Mechuyiv Bechala. So what is the machlokes? Al kochach the machlokes is by an ilfis. That he says, when is it not mechuyev bechala, if it was me'isa bechaluta, then it'll never become mechuyev bechala, because it was nisbashel, and if it was nisbashel, it can't become mechuyev bechala. Rabbi Yehuda says, but what if it wasn't nisbashel, if it was ilfis? Ilfis is not bishel, it's not tano, but it's not bishel. Then he holds it could become mechuyev bechala if you'll make it in a tanu. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein lechem ela ofui betanu." So that means, but the Zemar says it means betanu rechot, that you need a tanu rechot and an ilfis. So therefore, an ilfis and a tanu also won't be mechuyev. That's lechayre pshat how the Gemara is matche the raya from Rabbi Yochanan, and everyone holds an ilfis mitadatzma yispotem, and the machloikis, the tanikame and Rabbi Yehuda is an ilfis va'achakach tanu. According to the tanikame, you'll be chayiv. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, you'll be potem, because you need tanu echad omer rachmanam v'loi shnei tanu. Let us see Taisvis. The kula alme maise ilfis ptule. Now this is the dichoy of the Gemara. The Gemara, Rabbi Yechana wanted to say, it's a machloikis tanoim. If ilfis is chayev or potter, so the Gemara says no. Everyone knows an ilfis mitadatzma is potter. The machloikis says well, it'll be a tano if an ilfis, but ilfis is potter. Posek Rabbeinu Chananel Kiresh Lokish Midekomal Dekula Alme Maise Ilfis Pturim. So that's the stomach of the Gemara. The Gemara wants to say that everyone knows an Ilfis is Potter. Ba'oi the Yosef Rabbe V'Rav Yosef V'Chayyad Rab Zeir Alibe Deresh Lokish Mayri. This we won't understand until we see the next Gemara. So when we'll see the next Gemara, we'll come back to what this guy is. So the Rach Paskins like Resh Lakish, so comes out Lalocha and Ulfis is Potter. Ulari Nire de Rab Yechon and Kaimelon, Midlechoshiv La Bacholitz Badi Gimel da Lochi Kiresh Lakish Lagabi Rab Yechon. The Gemara says in Acholitz, in Gan Shas, Aloche Rab Yechon and Resh Lakish, Aloche Kirab Yechon, Bar Mitlas, and this isn't one of the Tlas. So we pass on it Rab Yechon that an Ulfis is Chai. Period. So now Taisvis holds we paskin like Rabbi Yechanan and Ilfis is chay. Now we're going to start explaining Laloche. Va'aymari, dal yedei mashke, moide Rabbi Yechanan, the maise Ilfis pturim. If there was a mashke, ulzicha bi potter. Ve'ein mevorech olav ha-moitzi. You won't make a moitzi on it either. It's potter from chala, you won't make a moitzi. It's not lechem. Kedemuchach b'Yerushalmi d'meseches chala b'perkama d'chala. Omar Rabbi Yechon, kol shahu mahalach tachtov, this is an ilfis, hidvik l'besayfer tiach, chayim b'chala, umavorchen olav ha-moitzi, v'odom yoitzi b'dei chabosei b'pesach, deishlokish oma, eine chayim b'chala, v'ein mavorchen olav ha-moitzi, v'ein odom yoitzi b'dei chabosei b'pesach, all these three things need lechem, and Reish Lakish holds an ilfis is not a tano that makes lech. But Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, I'll agree with you that it's not lechem. Ubevachayay de mashkin. If there's mashkin in the ilfis, then it's bishul. Then tak it's not lechem. But an ilfis without mashkin, that's lechem. But Omer Rabbeinu Tam. Now the Rabbeinu Tam, this is the famous Rabbeinu Tam, which we learned yesterday already, that the whole machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is the davke biblilosoi raka pligi. The machloikis is by a blila raka, that there the gilgul is not mechayiv. So the whole shame lechem is chal b'shas afiyah. The Rabbi Yochanan says, so you need an afiyah shel chiv in order to make it lechem. Rabbi Yochanan sovar afi yosei beilfis I say a lechem. You don't need a tano. An ilfis can also make a lechem. Bechayim bechale. Reish Lakish sovar ein I say a lechem. Upot. Avo bibli lo sayove. But But if you're starting off with a blila ovo, you're not starting off with a loose batter, you're starting off with a dough. Kula alma moided the chayiv bechale. So then your chayiv bechale, afila yedei mashka, afila you'll cook it later. You're gonna make a dough, and you're gonna cook it later, you're gonna make donuts, you're gonna make something else, you won't bake it, you're gonna cook it. Afal pikein, your chayiv. Tachiv chalav mishas gilgul. If you have a gilgul ether already, so that is a teiras lechem already. It has a teiras lechem mishas gilgul. Kedemuchach bekame duchti, v'chei mashma b'meseches chalav. This nan, we learned in the Mishnah as follows. Ise shetchiloso v'soifa suvgonim. If the tchile means, it's a blila rak tchiloso. Besaifas of Gonim, in the end was, it also wasn't baked in a tunnel. It was baked, either it was cooked, or an ilfis, according to Reish Lakish, whatever it was. So it's Tchilosas of Gonim. Besaifas of Gonim, Pturim in Achale. Tchilosas of Gonim, if it was a blila rake, Besaifa Isa, and later you baked it. Or Tchilosa Isa, Besaifas of Gonim, Chayevas Bechale. Or if it was first a Isa, a blila of it. Then later you cooked it, it's chayiv b'chala. Period. So this is Shitas HaRabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam holds that Asugi is speaking about a blila rake, which b'shas Gilgal or Isa did not become chayiv b'chala, and it becomes chayiv b'chala b'shas afiyah. So now you need an afiyah that makes a lechem. What kind of afiyah do you need? So we pass on it to Rabbi Yochanan, that if you had a blila ovo, so then it doesn't matter what you did later. There b'shas gilgul or is already was chayiv b'chale, that chayiv won't become nifka. So you'll cook it later. It gets a teiras lechem already b'shas gilgul or is. V'nire l'rabbeinu tam. Now the Rabbeinu Tam went further. Ochinami, that if we said that it has a teiras lechem. A blila ova, filu you'll cook later, has a teiras lechem, lagabi chiyiv chalem. Donuts have a chiyiv chalem. Nirla beinetam, dochinami, mevolchin olav amoitzi. So if you have a blila ova and you'll cook it, you'll make a moitzi on it, even though it was cooked, and it wasn't baked. Maybe rayim im menoches, and miketzal mevochem, and the way the time brought a rayim from a gemara menoches and broches. Also, the Omar, it says there as follows. Hoya oimei, do makriv minche birishalayim. Oimer shechion. So this is either speaking about a kohen that did the avodah for the first time in his life, or it's speaking about, Tosis wants to say in broches, that since they came twice a year, so it was a mitzvah bo mizman lezman, so whenever they came, they made a shechiyonu. They came now, this is the zman hakrove, shechiyonu vekimonu vegiyonu lezman hazeh. Fine. So he's makriv kabonis, he makes, mincha, he makes a shechiyonu. Not loy la'ochloy. Now he takes the mincha and he's going to eat it. Oimer hamoitzi. So he makes hamoitzi on the mincha. Vekaposik petoni. Now, he doesn't differentiate kol ha-menoches, or minches. Afilu minches machvas u-macheshes. Oh, a-minches machvas u-macheshes. Af al-pi she-metugenes b'shemen. This is metugen b'shemen. This is a machvas. This is an ilfis. And the Rishalmi says, afilu, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if it's b'mashke, you don't make, that's it's potter from chalet. And if it's potter from chale, it's not lechem, so you don't make a moitzi lechem in the oret. And here it says, you do make a moitzi. So memele, sakochus, what's the teretz? So the teretz is that it became lechem b'shas gilgul ha'isa. That chilosa isa v'soifes of gonim, so just like it has a teres lechem legabi chale, so if it's lechem legabi chale, it's lechem legabi ha'moitzi. So even though later it was cooked, fried, You make a moitzi. Bein tzvore lechalik bein mayim l'shemen. Maybe you say shemen is called tigun, and mayim is called bishul, and maybe the Rishalmi is only speaking about that the Yishalmi only said that Amashka is no good, that means Amashka of Bishol, of Amashka of Tigun, there is such a Svore in Poiskim, but the Rabbi Netam says, ain't Svore Lachalik. It's other. Either it's a fear, or else if you have a mashke involved already, it should make kalya. And if it doesn't make kalya, al kochach is a raya, that as long as it's trilosa isa, as long as it was a blila ovo, so whatever happens later, it's not mafkiya the shame lechem mine. In cake. So now Tosfos starts saying, Halachas. Imke, al lap nitzuli upanitalti oimer boire mine mizaynis. Exactly what this is, I don't know, but al kaponin, it is a belila rake hametugin b'shemen. That's what it is. So now this is going to go down. So panitzuli panitalti oimer boire mine mizaynis, because it's a blila rake hametugin b'shemen, and we just said a fill according to Rabbi Yechen, even though we passed on Rabbi Yechen, but shemen is mashke. That's what we just said before. So memeila, so metugim b'shemen, there was a blila rake chilosi sufganim v'soifa. That's also sufganim because it's not a fiyik. Make a boire mine mizaynis. Va'al galtuni v'rabli. This is a blila rake beilfis without a mashke. We pask like Rabbi Yochanan. So a blila rake beilfis without a mashke. We make a moitzi. Ba'al apulteki, which is also a blila rake without a mashke. Nire she'ein mevorech ha'moitzi. Now here already we're going to, like, things are going good already. We knew that we had the guidelines. We said blila rake with a mashke, make a mezoines. Blila rake without a mashke, make a moitzi. Apul teki nire she'ein mevorech ha'moitzi. It's without a mashke. So there's a teres lech on the gabi chale. So yeah, we'll see in a minute. So Tosfos says ain't a lame teresa dename. This is another chesala now. This does not have teresa dename. So since it doesn't have teresa dename, doesn't have a toya lechem. So this is mafkia the shame lechem inay. Teida sherei ein mafrishim imenu chale. It stems. The yisod of the Rabbeinu Tam is right. If it's lechem legabi chale, it's lechem legabi hamoitzi. But this, since this does not have a torisa denam, it doesn't have a toya lechem. This is a new tnai of that lechem has to have a toya lechem. It doesn't have a toya lechem. So memeila, so you won't make a moitzi. In the huadin, you won't be mafrish chala. Teida shereyei mafrish mena chala. Afili yesh harbe bisal echot kishir chala. You see, maisem b'chol yoyim. This belila raka that was made beilfis without mashke, with not mafrish chala. Afo pisha sal mitzal from the chala. So memeila, so this is an exception, because this is not lechem, say legabi chale, say legabi amayitzi, because it doesn't have teresa denam. Rektoisvis itztarakash. Rabbi Netam, et cetera, yesod, that whenever, that by chale you need lechem, by birchas amayitzi you need lechem. So whenever it has a teres lechem legabi chale, it has a teres lechem Gabi Hamoitzi. Frektach Tosfos. Now let's go back to the Rabbeinu Tam's Yisod. Va'avah gav de trisam rinem bekeitzed mevorchim. De chayev bechala mevorchim olav boire minem mezoines. Odos doch bitter shoyim. Now how does this stem with the Friedrich Rabbeinu Tam? This is the chastir of this whole shtick teire. Rabbeinu Tam had said that he brought a raif in the Gemara Menoches, that as long as it has a shame lechem le gabi chali, make Hamoitzi. There the Gemara says why you don't make a moitzi. The guvle ba'almehu ve'enoi soyet aleif. This is not soyet. So exactly what Tosfos means, Tosfos means, the Pasuk says one of the tznoim of lechem is lechem levavenish yisod, that's one of the tznoim of lechem. But here all of a sudden Tosfos split the hair. That the lechem of hamoitzi, you need a lechem of avenish yisod. The lechem of chale, you don't need the lechem lavavenish yisod. For some reason. Rabbeinu tam hoya oimer. Perhaps the reason is, I'm just thinking out loud, perhaps the reason is that, the chiyuv chale is chal mishas gilgul ha'ise. Mishas gilgul ha'ise, it's not edible then. Ba'afal pikein, it has a shame lechem to be mechayiv b'chale. So it could be, you see, Chloe, don't need soyed ha'leiv. That tnai of soyed ha'leiv l'chayre you don't need. Hamitzi lechem mina oretz is when you're eating it. It has to have a teiris lechem. So, I mean, if from the tnoyim of lechem is lechem l'vavenish yisod, so this is not soyed ha'leiv, so b'shas achile, so it doesn't have a teiris lechem, either lechem not soyed ha'leiv, but it could be by chale, it is never soyed ha'leiv b'shas gilgul ha'yisod, afal pikin, it has a teiris lechem. So we see that this tnai of lechem is not needed by challah. Rabbeinu tam oya oimer, da'af al grimzali ein mevorech hamoitzi. Now grimzali is lokshen. So the Rabbeinu tam had a tzad, you should make a moitzi and grimzali, because it's a blila ovo, even though it was nizbashu later, you should make a moitzi. That's chilosei isa v'soi v'sub gonim. The last Buterisa the name. Half agav the mistome chayev bechalet. Mistome chayev bechalet. It says a blila over. But al kaponim, you don't make a moitzi because it does not have Terisa the name. Zog the Gemara weiter. Yosef, Rabbo, Rav Yosef, Achoyre de Rabzeire. The Yosef, Rabzeire, Kamei de Ure. Abzeira was sitting in the front row, and they were sitting in the back. Omalei Rabbe le Rabzeira, boi minei mi Ule, ask Ule, you're sitting up front, you're close to Ule, ask him, hidvik mi bifnim, birtiach mi bachutz mal. Ask him, what is the din, hidvik mi bifnim, birtiach mi bachutz. So Rashi says, hidvik mi bifnim, halechem beilfitz, ויתיח מבחוץ שנוסנו על האו כמו שאונו ויסה סלוחרי היא אסתמש סלוחרי סמייס אלפס אס כמו תדינס הידבק מבנים ויתיח מבחוץ מעל אומר לי so the Bzeir told them I should make a fool out of myself my aim alay why should I ask him the yamin alay if I'll ask him this shayla Oh, Mali, Haini, you're my silphus. That's a my silphus. Was flexed to the Shaila. That's a my silphus. Zukt Rashi. Mao, they asked him, Mihavi Lechem. What is the din? Haini, you, Elo, Hain, my silphus. Nachl, Gaboy, Chachomim, Rabbi Yechne, Veresh Lokish. Why should I ask him the Shai? Yechne, Veresh Lechem. Well, tell me. So, Chlok, Rabbi Yechne, Veresh Lokish. What should I, nothing left to ask? So that was, so on Rabbi's Shaila, he didn't want to ask Ula. It's nothing was to talk about. Omalei Rabbi Yosef le Rabbi Zaire, boi minei Ula, hidvik mi bifnim, va avuke kenegdei mal. Ask him what the din will be by avuke kenegdei. Zutrashi, nar irtiach mi bachutz, avuke kenegdei milamailo. You have On top, you have the avuke, not in hiltiach mi bachutz, milamailo, v'choim ha'eish loyet be'ilfis, u'memayr afiyosoy, mal mihavi ke'ein tano oloy. This is a closer contact from the heat, hiltiach mi bachutz, so you have the doifne ha'keili, which is mafsik from the source of the heat till the Isa, which is in the Ilfis. That's Machlekes, Rabbi Yechner Rish Lokish. But over here, you have here the heat opposite the opening of the Ilfis. It's not, maybe this is more doima to a tano. A tano is an enclosed structure with the heat inside. this is, it's open, but the heat al kaponim, there's no barrier between the heat and the isa. So this is more tanodik. So ask him this shaila. Hidvig lima vuki kenegdama, omalei, my emalei. So he also wasn't cooperative. What should I ask him? The aminalei, omalei, roivaniim, oisim kain. Roiv aniim, oisim kain, kol maise ilfis kain, shalom eisim. I mean, that is an ilfis. The rich people afford such an ilfis. You can make, it takes a longer time to bake, and it's a tiach mi bachutz. But the old anim, that's how they make their ilfis. So what does the what do they mean to say? It's weiter an ilfis. What should I ask him? It's weiter an ilfis. As I ilfis, this is a noni's ilfis. If there's a machlikis ilfis, Rabbi Yechman Reish Lokish, as I ilfis, a poor man's ilfis, a rich man's ilfis, this is an ilfis. Have nothing but to ask. Let us first see the last taisvus. Hidvik mi bifnim b'tiach mi bachutz mal. Leperish hakunteres the meforish the mayri beilfis. Taimen. It's speaking about an ilfis. And came by my sova rabbe the pligi Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. What was Rabbi Shaila? Hidvik mi bifnim b'tiach mi bachutz mal. So how did what was Rabbi Shaila? Rabbi asked him a Shaila. What did we do? We took him to Chutzmah. We came by Maisa of Rabbi the Pligi Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Al kochoch behidvik me bifnim, virtiach me bifnim. Al kochoch, he told him this is machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So how did Rabbi learn? Rabbi al kochoch held, no, this is not the machlokes. So what is pshat? So the machlokes is by hidvik me bifnim, virtiach me bifnim. Im kein, mai mi boilei, le Rav Yosef, boso hoche, idvike be befnim, bavuke kenek de mal. So me mele, so we see that Rabbe held, to forget, it was a dove poshet to Rabbe, so dove poshet to Rabbe, that idvik me befnim, virtich me befnim, that's an ilfis. That is an ilfis. And according to Reish Lakish Yepote, and according to Rabbi Yechanan Yechai. Now what was his shaila? His shaila was, Yirtich mi bechutz, is that also an ilfis? So, Abu Yubi Chayim an Yirtich mi bechutz, according to Rabbi Yechanan. That was his shaila. So what did Rabbi Zeira tell him? Rabbi Zeira told him, this is an ilfis. This is an ilfis. It's also an ilfis. So now we know that Now we know that hidvik mibifnim, I mean, behemuzadav poshet, hidvik mibifnim, virtich mibifnim is an ilfis. And he asked the shaila, what's irtich mibachutz? Is that also an ilfis? Well, according to Rabbi Yechmiel Bichai. And what did he answer him? He answered, oh, this is also an ilfis. So good. So fine. So both are ilfis. Now what, how did Rabbi Yosef, what's Rabbi Yosef shaila now? What did he do? Yirtich mibifnim. That we know already before it's an ilfis. What's back to write him? Kein, my mi boile Rav Yosef, poso hochi, dvike mibifnim, bavuki kenegdoi. This is only good if we will say that he answered him, this is also an ilfis. Then Taisus has a good kash, and so what is Rav Yosef asking? So this is poshet an ilfis, and that is also an ilfis. So what's there to ask? That's what says it to Marsha Pshat and Taisvis. But you could learn differently Pshat and the Gemara. You could learn that, he wanted to know, okay, if that's true, that he was under the impression, Rabbi was under the impression, that Hidvik mibifnim, Vitich mibifnim, that's an ilfis. So he wanted to know what's the din by Hirtich mibachutz. So he told him, you know, Hirtich mibachutz is an ilfis. You're mistaken. Hirtich mibachutz is an ilfis. So then, that's the poshta case of ilfis. So then Rav Yosef had a shayla, oh boy, so maybe could be Hirtich mibifnim is not an ilfis. Maybe that's a tana already. The full of Reish Lakish will also be made. So then it's not so gefelach, Efshe what Taisus is asking on Rashi. Anyway, Benirelari. So Taisus does not like Rashi's chat. Nearly the hoche behidvik betano mai. We're speaking about a tano. Mi boy like him the tano who like hoshiv myself. That's the shaila. Yirtich mi bachutz. You have an enclosed structure of a tano, but the heat is on the outside. So the shayla was, kiv de tanu loy choshiv ma'ise hilfes. So meile, so what'll be, afilu reish lakish will be moide that you are chayiv. Eidil meloishna, maybe. This also is a din hilfes, since the source of heat is from the outside. Rabbi Yosef mi boile, shehidvig betano, v'loi hesikei elam izbashlam hesik shekenegde, v'chempeh shabayna chananu. Rabbi Yosef led a different shayla according to Reish Lakish. That means a tano, the normal tanas you have an enclosed in structure with the heat inside. The source of heat is inside together with the isa. And now we clear the shayla. What is, you have an enclosed structure and it's the avuka kenegda mi bachutz. Does this have a shame tana according to Reish Lakish? Chemperish Rabbeinu Chananel. But al kaponim, sai according to the first shayla of Rabbi, sai according to the shayla of Rabbi Yosef, the shayla was according to Reish Lakish, does this have a teiris tana? So therefore, that is pshat in Tosfos before. Boy, the Yosef, Rabba, Rav Zeira, Chayri, the Rav Zeira, Aliba, the Reish Lakish, Mayri. Tosfos is going l'shitosai. That the whole shayla of the Gemara was Aliba, the Reish Lakish. That means, does this have a Teiris, according to Reish Lakish and Ilfis, but the shayla is, does it have a Teiris Tano, yes or not?